Summers hearing that Michael Jackson song. And joining us right now is Sandy Max for Sunday What's on Tap.
There is no doubt you can't listen to Michael Jackson and not move.
Not only that, but I was born in Gary, Indiana. I know about Michael Jackson. I know about the Jackson
family. Gary, Indiana. Oh, that's the Music Man. Oh my gosh. I didn't realize that fact about you.
Well, not only that, but when my parents sold their house in Gary, they sold it to the Jackson's cousins. So, I mean, I've got a connection here to Michael Jackson. So I'm fascinated with this film, but it's facing a little bit of controversy.
It's facing a lot of controversy. Now, see, that's interesting because to me, I grew up listening to Michael Jackson, kind of a contemporary, and I have been saddened to watch his entire career evolve because Jackson 5, just this spark, and as talented as that whole family was, he's the unmistakable talent to watch him as a little kid and then evolve.
He's a standout.
Yeah. And so, like, to have this incredible talent be so tortured and seemingly be so unhappy with himself, because you look at that cover of the Thriller album, he's a beautiful man, a truly beautiful man, but he didn't see it. He continued to evolve his look, will be the diplomatic way to say it, of skin color and changing the shape of his face. And it just, to me, it's such a sad story that he wasn't happy inside, that this isn't necessarily a movie I want to see. And I feel like there have been other documentaries and there have been other miniseries that explore this. So I am not gravitating towards this biopic of Michael that just came out, but I can understand why people are. And I'm excited. And that's interesting to hear with your hometown history that you're just going to snap up and see anything that's connected. Maybe they filmed where your old house was.
Well, they could have.
On location.
I don't think they did anything on location, but I do understand that the Jackson family actually had a private screening for the residents of Gary, Indiana, before they debuted that, before the big Hollywood premiere.
It's a family affair. Yeah. You know who's portraying Michael? Jermaine Jackson's son.
Which I think is really interesting.
It was a two-year casting process, so he wasn't just a shoo-in, but I think that lends itself. That is an interesting angle to this, that he wanted to help portray this story, which one of the reasons I know you want to talk about this and talk about whitewashing, pun sort of intended, this history of Michael Jackson. This movie now ends in the late 80s during the Bad, Bad, Really, Really Bad album. That was for you. What a look. What a look. I didn't say I was a singer. I did not say I was emulating Michael Jackson with my dance moves. I'm not moonwalking across the studio. But point being that
I want to see that.
The movie ends there. And it originally ended in the 2000s after the child molestation accusations and all of that controversy happened. There were reshoots and everything. So that's a really interesting decision. But it's also really interesting that Michael Jackson's nephew would want to be part of the story that told the longer and fuller story.
Well, not only that, but I mean, the family itself, they produced this film. They backed it to begin with. What are people saying, though, the fact that they are not exploring that trial that was so much in the headlines in the 90s where he was accused of molestation?
I think it's turning some people off. Why do I want to see it? Or is it that time capsule where you do want to see the evolution and the background and the family side of things? Coleman Domingo plays Joe Jackson, his dad. Nia Long plays the mom. And they've been in interviews recently where they can defend it. They think it's the right story to tell. But you know what else they're saying?
What's that?
Might be a Michael part two.
Well, I was going to say
that
goes
from
the
80s into the 2000s.
Yeah.
And of course, Coleman Domingo, if you've ever seen him,
he's an amazing actor.
He's an amazing actor and has a big personality. And he hosted SNL recently. But when he was pressed, like, do you think there will be a part two? And he's like, I'll be in it if there's money, you know.
That sounds just like Joe Jackson.
It does.
Who left Gary, Indiana, by the way, owing people a lot of money and they never got it back.
But certainly it's a family full of drama. And if that's what you're looking to tell stories with conflict and drama, the Jackson family has a lot of it and a full cast of characters once you get into the brothers and the sisters. So maybe you've convinced me. Maybe I should buy a bag of popcorn and go see Michael Part One.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the films with the Milwaukee Film Festival because it goes until Thursday. There's still time to see a lot of great movies.
Yeah. And I love that you've been able to interview some of the filmmakers yourself for Gaslit, the documentary that has Jane Fonda investigating liquid gas usage and all that environmental causes. pieces. So you have documentaries, Peter Asher documentary.
I love that.
That was really good. Yeah. There is a lot to still see. Speaking of documentaries, today at 1 o'clock, Dasha Kelly, poet laureate and artist, a wonderful creative force here in Milwaukee. She's made a documentary called Making Cake. And it does have cake baking in it, but it's this interesting lens to look at society and privilege and history. So she's interviewed bakers and scientists and historians to make this presentation. So she's very excited now to add to her creative resume that she is now also a filmmaker. So it was a treat to talk to her on What's on Tap last week, because she is over the moon to have a world premiere in her hometown of Making Cake. So you can still get there 1 o'clock today. And I'd say make a double feature. Paint Me a Road Out of Here is the title.
Are you trying to get out of the studio or what?
No, this is an interesting documentary about another African-American female artist. Faith Ringgold, very renowned, has passed on now. Used to be known for her quilts mostly, but she's also a painter. And she, in 1971, painted this huge painting to hang in Rikers in the women's prison as a way of hope and healing. And this documentary, Paint Me a Road Out of Here, follows the journey of where that painting wound up. And that journey, it didn't stay at the penitentiary, and the reasons why. So Milwaukee Film Festival does a great job of these different categories, of documentaries, of art, if you like music. And this one jumped out at me. Tomorrow, on Monday, The Python Hunt. You've spent some time in Florida. Do you know about the Python Hunt?
I know all about the Python Hunt. Those people are crazy.
There's
a go out in the swamp in the middle of the night. They grab them with their bare hands. That's not what I'd be doing.
But this is what's great. This is a window to that world. You don't have to suit up and stomp around the swamp hunting pythons to get these invasive pythons out of the state. But this is an annual event. The Florida government says, hey, hunters, we need your help. And this follows these eclectic people on this intense journey to do this once a year. So it's called The Python Hunt. It's at 3:30 tomorrow. It also screens again on Wednesday. You can also see a documentary called Powwow People. That's a cinema verite documentary. It takes you inside a powwow created by UWM filmmaking alum. Then Tuesday night, the Milwaukee Music Video Show. I get to MC that. It's a showcase of 15 different local musicians and artists and their different music videos. And I think you'd be surprised at how cinematic these interpretations of local band songs can be. The Taxmen, young men who play a lot of Beatles music around town, they have one of the music videos that'll be showcased. So I love that the Milwaukee Film Festival for these past 2 weeks have really celebrated local cinema, but also cinema from around the world. It goes through Thursday.
Well, and if you want to find out more, just listen to What's on Tap
tomorrow night.
What are you going to be talking about, Sandy?
Two of the filmmakers that are going to be spotlighted in the Milwaukee Music Video Show, Me, that's her name, and Noah David Eckstein, who are musicians but also filmmakers, are going to be my guests, which I find fascinating that you can have such an auditory expression but also be very talented in visual expression.
Can't wait to hear it. Sandy Max, it's always great to be here. It's always great to have you here.
Going to see you moonwalk out of here.